With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Pack your umbrella today. There's a high chance it's going to be a wet one. Let's check in with National Weather Service forecaster Ben Harding.
A tropical wave, formerly designated as Invest 92L, has moved into the Western Caribbean this morning and will continue to influence weather conditions across the region throughout today. Increased moisture associated with this system will continue to support generally cloudy conditions, with showers and thunderstorms expected to develop during this afternoon across Grand Cayman. As this wave continues to move farther away from our area, the pressure gradient will gradually weaken, allowing the winds and seas to subside and marine conditions to improve, with the small craft advisory to be discontinued from this evening.
That means you can expect cloudy skies with a 60% chance of rain and thunder this afternoon. Now make sure to keep it locked right here to Radio Cayman for all the latest weather information. The National Conservation Council wants to hear from you. You're invited to take a survey and weigh in on whether or not a portion of Ironwood Forest National Park and Cayman Brac Lighthouse National Park should be designated as protected areas.
We are hoping to protect the first piece of the Ironwood Forest. This is one crown parcel, which is a total of 10.3 acres, which is immediately adjacent to the UCCI.
Speaking to NCC members during their recent meeting, Department of Environment's Jane Hackinson said the forest includes freshwater wetlands, dry forest, and dry shrubland, which supports a, quote, exceptionally high diversity of native plants and animals, including several endangered and endemic species found nowhere else in the world. And the Cayman Brac, Eastern Bluff, and Long Beach are some of the most, quote, iconic and most visited natural landscapes in the Cayman Islands.
This area is also Crown land. You'll see it will be including an existing NCA-protected parcel. It also will include the actual lighthouse and the lighthouse parcel. It will include the subdivision you'll see just east of Peter's Cave, which is 55 smaller parcels, also Crown-owned. It will include Little Cayman Brac, which is a rock formation. It's entirely separated from the bluff in the ocean on the north side there. And it will include the entirety of Long Beach, as well as three smaller parcels, one long and two smaller parcels of the actual bluff cliff face.
The public consultation period is open now through November 20th, with the Department of Environment taking all the feedback and submitting a report to the NCC by November 27th. You can find both surveys at conservation.ky. And there are more than 2,100 local jobs advertised in July. That's up from about 1,800 in June and up by more than 15% when compared to July 2025. 2,067 of those jobs were in Grand Cayman, 38 in Cayman Brac, and 13 in Little Cayman. Only 20 of those postings were for the public sector. Following the monthly trend, construction accounted for more than 20% of the total number of job openings in July. More than 13,600 jobs were advertised in the first 7 months of this year, up more than 28% when compared to 2025. You can find more information at egov.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. President Trump's Middle East envoy, Jared Kushner, has met Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he seeks Israeli backing for the US-backed Gaza peace plan. Mr. Netanyahu has rejected the proposals. Israeli officials said today's meeting focused on elements that could be agreed. The Chinese leader Xi Jinping has praised the suppression of the Tiananmen Square demonstrations in a rare mention of the 1989 democracy protests. His comments came during a speech marking the centenary of the birth of one of his predecessors, Jiang Zemin. Zambia's main opposition party has rejected government accusations that its members were involved in plotting an insurrection at the time of last week's election. The NRPUP said several of its members were arrested in a raid on the home of its leader, Brian Mundabile. Heavy fighting has been reported in the Somali city of Baidoa, where forces loyal to a former regional leader have clashed with the federal army. There are reports of civilian casualties. The French Prime Minister, Sébastien Lecornu, has been jeered during a visit to the coastal commune of Le Porge, where almost 200 homes burned down during recent wildfires. Angry residents said the government's response had been insufficient. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.